Accomplishing your goals can sometimes be, or often is, extremely difficult. And how we determine our success, or how we realize our success, can sometimes be measured in how difficult the task is. And that difficulty, or overcoming those difficulties, are some of the things that we have to deal with along the path, along the way to accomplishing our goals. Hey everybody, welcome back, and thanks for tuning into the Apex Karate Performance Podcast. A couple weeks ago, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and during that conversation, it came up, or I mentioned that I had been taking cold showers for the past, I guess it's almost 2 months now, probably. And my friend relayed how he is also a big fan of taking cold showers and spending time in a cold pool, cold water. And one thing he said during our conversation really struck with me, or really stuck with me. He made the comment about you have to become comfortable with the uncomfortable. And I've been thinking about that phrase for the past couple of weeks. Just earlier today, I got in the shower to take a cold shower, and it's the same every night. I turn the water on, and the first few seconds, I'm hesitant to get under the water. But then once I do, it just goes on like normal. And as I was thinking about this phrase, this saying, you have to become comfortable with the uncomfortable, I began to think about other experiences that I've had or things that I've seen and how it relates to our karate journey, especially for those of us who are in a competitive environment or they're looking to become part of, compete at a higher level, or maybe you're not in a competitive environment, but you're training for a belt test or something like that. And this idea of being successful by overcoming the difficulties has one that has really resonated with me. And as I think about it, it's also perhaps something that goes along with the times that we live in right now. Things have become increasingly easier and easier in our day-to-day life for the vast majority of us. And I think of examples from, you know, my childhood or my younger life, and how life now is sometimes much simpler or much easier than it was then. And even in relation to my karate, you know, there's experiences now that when I think about, how would some of my athletes do in these environments? And, you know, some of them I think would do very well. And then some of them, you know, I'm not sure. A few years ago, 2017, I think, or 2018, I was able to go to Tokyo on a work trip for about a week. And then after the work was done, I took some leave. And I traveled down to Nagoya, where I lived when I was a student in Japan. And I was able to meet up with some of my friends and some of my senpai from when I was a member of the karate club. And when one of my friends picked me up, we actually drove out to the main university campus. Now, if you've heard my interview on the Okinawa Karate Podcast, you know, part one, where I talk about my time being in a student, you know, our university is located on the outs. It's actually in the top of a mountain in the countryside. Well, now the university has a downtown campus to where the majority of the students have relocated into the city itself. And there's only a few classes for some specialty programs that are taught out at the older campus. And so our dojo that we used in the karate club is still there, but it is not used very often, maybe one or two times a year. So my friend picked me up from where I was staying, and we drove out to the university campus, the old university campus. And we were able to, let's just say we were able to gain access to the dojo and spend a little bit of time there. And it was very reminiscent of, it made me remember the times that we had and the training that we had when I was a student there. You know, before tournaments or when we would have an internal gashiku where we were staying at, we were just there and having some training camps before tournaments or whatnot. The captain of our club would often make us run what we called the Shinano course, because that area of Aichi Prefecture was called Shinano, that little area. And our university was on the top of a mountain. Well, we would run down the backside and run along the bottom of the base of the mountain until we got to the main road going back up on the other side of the mountain. And then we would run light post to light post and do push-ups or squats or sit-ups and sprint light post to light post and work our way back up. And that would be our warm-up before we got into the dojo and doing training. And as I was there in the dojo in the afternoon, and it was just the two of us, and we obviously weren't training or anything like that, but, you know, I took some pictures. And then later that afternoon, we drove into the city and we went to see the members of the karate club where they're training now in the newer, modern university campus, in a room, a small dojo in the physical education building. And they had mats and it was very nice. And as we were watching, you know, we got there right, we showed up just a little bit before training was supposed to start. And so we were observing. And they did some warm-ups, and then they just started getting right into their kumite practice. And I turned to my friend and I said, oh, they're not going to do any kihon training. And sure enough, the hour and a half that we watched training, or we were there, and there was no kihon. Just some kumite drills and some very light sparring. And then one or two people started working on a kata. I think it was Basai Dai for an upcoming grading. And after we left, we were in the car on our way to dinner. And I asked my friend if he thought that they still did Kambu Kotai. And that was the three-day event when the seniors retire, when they're getting ready to graduate, and the juniors then take over the club, take over the management of the club. And, you know, there was a pretty big three-day event, and, you know, you can listen to my experience in that in the Okinawa Karate podcast episode there. But my friend thought about it for about half of a nanosecond and kind of scoffed and said, no, I doubt that they do that, because they would probably all quit if they did training like that now. And so that was when our experience was about 20, 25 years ago, maybe a little bit more. But, you know, and maybe they do some sort of thing now, but whether it has the intensity that it did back then is still unknown. But my feeling is that they probably don't. And that's kind of a feeling that I get from a lot of people. And, you know, as I'm telling this story, you're probably wondering, well, what does this have to do with anything? Well, you know, if you're an athlete who's trying to break out onto the national level and compete and join the national team, or if you're trying to compete internationally, well, it takes a lot of hard work. And that's uncomfortable. But the more you become comfortable being uncomfortable, the better you will be able to handle it. The better it will prepare you both mentally and physically to handle the hurdles and the obstacles that you will face. And so, rather than looking for the easy way in today's life, you know, you can order food, order groceries, order everything from your phone or your computer, and you know, we can order, you know, you have Amazon Prime and things will show up in 2 days. And that's become kind of the way we expect life to be, life on demand. But life isn't that way, especially when you're trying to do things that are not average. If you're trying to become exceptional, if you're trying to accomplish an exceptional task, and how you do that is by becoming comfortable with the uncomfortable, thriving in that, looking for it. You know, and I go back to my cold showers. About a week or so ago, I wasn't feeling that great, just, you know, kind of had a blah day, and I was like, you know what, I don't want to deal with the cold today. So I decided to take just a regular temperature shower, and as I turned the water on, I found myself becoming more and more uncomfortable with the regular temperature shower, and I began to turn the water colder and colder and colder, because that's what I had become comfortable with, that cold feeling. And it had actually changed my perception of the shower itself. The heat, the thing that we think of as being comfortable, had actually made me uncomfortable. So just some food for thought. As you're looking on how you can improve and how you can advance, both, you know, if it's in a competitive environment or whatever that task is, look for ways or become more comfortable with the difficulty. Seek it out, because it will make you stronger. It will make you better. Now, go get to work, and we'll see you out there.